अच्छा मंगलवार का पढ़ना है, कल का विश्व परिवर्तन के जसों का है, ऊपर गई होंगी शायद, मेरे पास ये नहीं रखा हुआ है। विश्व परिवर्तन के कार्य को संपन्न करने के लिए आप सबकी संगठित रूप में एक वृत्ति, समझा, विश्व परिवर्तन के कार्य को संपन्न करने के लिए आप सबकी संगठित रूप में एक वृत्ति, एक वाइब्रेशन होना चाहिए। अंत में सभी ब्राह्मणों के लिए जरूरी है वह एक कई वृत्ति की अंगुली का संयोग देवे। जब एक कई संकल्प की अंगुली होंगी तब बेहद विश्व का परिवर्तन होगा। ठीक है रॉबिन? नहीं ठीक है, सुनाई नहीं पड़ता है, नहीं ट्रांसलेशन नहीं हुआ क्या? ट्रांसलेशन करने वाली क्या कर रही है भाई मेरा? भले सुनना होगा, फिर से सुनो तो सही। अच्छा करो याद बाबा को।
तुम्हारे सहायक स्वामी सखा तुम्हें
ओम शांति।
The words of the song, Mother, Father, the one who gives the support, the Lord, the friend, all of this is the one. Salutations to Shiva, Om Namo Shivai. You are the one who are my everything. Mother, Father, and just having this relationship with Baba, our heart has become so strong. One of the lines of the song was, there's no one else who is the support. And so Baba makes us completely independent. We don't need to take support of anyone else. So to have this feeling of supersensuous joy all the time, permanently. So the awareness of all of this, the Mother, Father, Guru, Satguru, feels so much might in the soul. You receive knowledge, and that is light, enlightenment. But then how do you get might? The might is received when you have an experience. You enjoy something, you're listening to it. There's no one else who can teach you like this, and you enjoy it so much. Then you teach it to someone else, and they also enjoy it. But might is only received when you have an experience yourself. Baba's latest murli is Baba's talking about the power of experience. So others will receive this power of experience from you. They have knowledge. Yes, you've received this knowledge, you've heard it, and so for you to share it also. But when you share it with others, it's like others haven't received that power through your experience. So last night, Dadi was in one of the meetings and was seeing the habit that Baba has instilled in all of us of seeing each one's virtues and specialities. Let that be such that you don't see anything negative at all, and just all the time you're seeing each one's specialities. So this allows your thoughts to be pure and clean. So the two words, one is pure and one is, so first clean. First is clean and then is pure. So you look at clothes and you don't say pure clothes, you speak of clean clothes. When you speak of water, it's clean water, not pure water as such. But what is real? Real gold. So the three things, clean, pure, real. So what am I? Am I clean? Am I pure? Am I real? So check yourself in this way. So those who are working on checking and changing themselves receive a lot of might from Baba. Baba gives might to for the change to take place, but I myself have to check. Don't get engaged in checking others. If your intellect is caught up in looking at others, then the intellect becomes impure, unclean. So when I'm looking at the weaknesses of others, then my intellect becomes impure, and so that's my mistake. Then I won't be able to feel that taste, the sweetness of being a child of God. experiencing happiness of that is another thing, but even just the taste of being a child of God, I won't be able to experience that. The taste of purity also, I won't be able to experience that. The taste of something pure, pure food, pure words, pure atmosphere, pure water, all of this makes you healthy. So let my attitude also be such that anyone who comes in front of me is able to receive those vibrations. So we talk about a pure attitude. Pure attitude. So then when you're aware of what reality is, then you have the power to discriminate, the power to make decisions. All the other powers, power to tolerate, power to merge, all of these things are a question of childhood. You need them in the early stages, but when you kind of become more mature, you need the power to discriminate. So that happens only when you see the things that are useful for you. Everything else that's not useful, you don't even bother looking at. So, the bestower of fortune has given you fortune, so continue to create your fortune and also increase your own fortune and the fortune of others. And so Dadi wants to know who has this deep concern of just putting themselves right, creating fortune at every step to put themselves right, and then to also distribute that fortune and thereby increasing your fortune. So I should have just this one concern and nothing else. So if I don't do this much for myself, then it doesn't matter how much other work I do. And so whatever you hear from others, to make them content within a second. Okay, this is your idea, it's fine, and you accept it. To give respect to others in this way, this is the work of a sensible person. To maintain your own self-respect, you need that honesty. Then you don't receive any feeling of being insulted. By giving regard and respect, there is love for one another. That is said to Hindu a couple of times, speak sweetly. And she said, but Dadi, I'm not speaking bitterly. And Dadi said, well, where's the spiritual love? So Dadi is saying this to all her companions. She also said with a lot of love that, Dadi, I'm not speaking bitterly. And Dadi said, yes, but let there be that love there also, so that someone's heart becomes happy. Not that I should speak with others in the same way that they speak to me. If there is that rough tone, if there's dryness, if someone doesn't speak well to me, I stop speaking to them. This one's always responding in this way, so I'm not going to speak to them. So if my face becomes affected in that way, then what does that make me? That it means I'm not a jnani soul. Doesn't matter how others speak to you. Let me maintain my own truth internally and humility in my interaction with everyone else. When Dadi was in Madhuban during the teachers' meeting, Gulzar Dadi had brought a message. Dadi had received a copy, but she didn't have it. Yesterday she requested Madhuban to send the copy of Baba's message. So they've sent it, and so that I'd like to read that today. It's filled with lots of treasures, so I'll read it slowly so you're able to get good translation also. Baba's given the message with this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Darijanki had requested Dadigulzar to give a message, but that hasn't arrived yet anyway, because Dadigulzar is on tour. But this is the message that Gulzar Dadi had brought when Dadi was in Madhuban. And yes, it's for the teachers, but it's actually applicable for everyone. There's 17 pages of the report of the teachers' meetings that took place, of all the service that will happen in Bharat. But now, just a message, Baba's divine message for all the brothers and sisters who came into, that is asking who's doing the translation. Today at Amrit Vela,
aap sabki yaadta lete hue,
carrying love and remembrances of all of you, I reached the subtle region. Then, as always,
Bab Dada samne khare.
Bab Dada was standing in front of me. And so as you're listening to this experiences, the Dadi is speaking the message, but it's my experience. So each one to have this experience. So Bab Dada was standing just ahead with a sweet smile, giving me loving drishti. I too became merged in love and came in front of Baba. All of you know how lovely, how beautiful a meeting with God is. Meeting with God, so nyara, unique and so lovely. So this is the heart's desire, to always remain merged in this sweet meeting with Baba. After some time, Baba said, "Child, what news have you brought today?" I replied, "Baba, today there's a gathering of all the serviceable instrument children from everywhere, and everyone has given lots and lots of love and remembrance." Bab Dada smiled and said, so something to pay attention to. Bab Dada smiled and said, Baba is always remembering his world benefactor children and continues to give them sakash. Who has this experience? That Baba remembers the world benefactor children and continues to give them sakash, the power of current. Because you are Baba's companions in his task. Baba is very proud of his children and always sings this song. Wah, my most elevated fortunate children. Wah. So, do you have this feeling that you are the elevated fortunate children of God? So now, your children so with the fast effort, all of you, fast speed, you have to enable all the children who are experiencing sorrow to receive the inheritance of liberation. So find a solution to remove the sorrow and peacelessness and allow them to take their inheritance of liberation. This is why at the confluence age, every thought, every moment should be used for the benefit of the self and everyone else. Let nothing go to waste, Because every moment of this time, nothing should go to waste, because every moment of this time is one that allows you to make create the reward for the whole cycle. So use every moment is one that creates your reward, so always use it in a worthwhile way and become an embodiment of success. Saying this, so Bab Dada was in front of me, but the feeling was he's somewhere else also. So after some time I said to Baba, Baba, where did you go? Where were you? So Bab Dada smiled and said, child, I had gone on a tour to the children, to visit the children. All the children sit in the father's remembrance at Amrit Vela. They celebrate a meeting with Baba. And so Baba is also pulled. When children sit to remember Baba at Amrit Vela, then he is also pulled. That is deliberately repeating it so that you have that experience. So Baba is also pulled because he is the ocean of love. He enables the children to become merged in love. Saying this, for some time, it was as though all the children were just merged in Baba's eyes. And what did I see just then? Within 1 second, Baba brought in front of him, emerged all the children who were present for the meeting. So in a second, all of you reached there, the brothers and sisters who were there for the meeting. So this scene of today was very beautiful. Everyone was sitting there in a semicircle. So standing in a semicircle, 7 to 8 semicircles like that, rows of semicircles. And then Bab Dada was in front of the semicircle just like a sun. Everyone seeing Bab Dada there was very happy and smiling. And then Bab Dada was also giving drishti to each one with a lot of love from his heart. And the scene seemed like it was a garland around Baba's neck. So now my feeling, my desire is that we all remain seated in front of Baba like that, that all of you are the garland. So this is the experience of all of us, isn't it? Baba's giving drishti and saying, in the children's minds, they just have the one pure thought. They should have just the one pure thought in an emerged form. That all of us have to become the incarnation of economy, economical, and every thought, every word, every breath, all the spiritual treasures, not allow any of that to go to waste and become an embodiment of success, the one who uses everything in a worthwhile way. And enable all souls to receive the Father's inheritance of liberation. So this deep desire, this elevated thought, this thought, this deep desire, this deep love, imagine this is the blessing that you're being received, that you are receiving, will make you an embodiment that is free from obstacles and an embodiment of solutions. So such thoughts, such determined thoughts, such deep desire, the deep love, this will make you free from obstacles and the embodiment of solutions. So Bab Dada reminded the children of the words that he had spoken earlier also. One is become the incarnation of Eknami and be the one who belongs to one. Eknami. Become the embodiment of that deep concentration, that stability. And then others will easily receive a vision through you. If we do this practically, then the result of that is very good. After that, Baba said, children sit for a long time. The meeting is going on for many hours, and so Baba seeing that the children had been seated for a long time, so Baba says, okay, I'm going to take the children on a tour. So in the subtle region, Baba took all the children to a mountain of light. And Baba said, sitting on the mountain of such a high stage, give vibrations through your attitude, and souls will be able to experience even just a drop of peace and happiness through that atmosphere. Who feels that, yes, I'm going to do this? Give souls the experience of even a drop of peace and happiness just sitting with Baba on the mountain of light and giving souls this experience. It's very simple. The atmosphere was very powerful. It felt as though that even though everyone was in the angelic form, they were still stable in the incorporeal form. That is saying, everyone's asking me about the drill that Baba's given, the five forms, but not just the five forms, but all the things that Baba speaks about like this. Just continue to experience that. So after some time, Bab Dada said, Bab Dada wants all the children to see in a stage equal to him. So tell me, children, this is the thought of all of you children, isn't it? The thought in the hearts of all of you children. So saying this, Baba gave drishti and this scene finished and I came back to the corporeal world. So did you hear this and experience it? So you will do this, will you not? It's for all of us, isn't it? Not just the teachers. Translate the song if you like to listen in meditation. Continue to give blessings from your heart. that everyone benefits and everyone experiences happiness. The blessings from the heart create a great impact. Those who have received blessings from the heart remain carefree. Continue to give blessings from the heart. Blessings that always help, even in the night of life when in darkness. The blessings that are always useful, and they even melt stone. They give you life. Those who have beautiful thoughts speak words that give happiness to everyone. God's vision is on such angels. And even the earth and sky sing praise of such souls.